Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire. And so, lovely Lady Claire, what is your first story?
This is from the Department of You Cannot Possibly Make This Stuff Up. Apparently, federal officers are planning on drug testing every single person attending Burning Man. Now, had someone else other than Matt Agarest at the Free Thought Project said this, I would have, I would have said can't be. And apparently, Burning Man has become a really popular event for people to go to, particularly younger, and a party destination in the U.S. And it's actually drawn tens of thousands of people in recent years.
It's a wild time. There's no question about it. And it originally started out as kind of the sort of this revival of Celtic magic tradition. Mm-hmm. Today, it's just this amazing costumes, and it's a free lifestyle event.
Yeah.
And you could go online and you can look at photos of past Burning Man events. But there has been a problem with drugs in the past. But for the feds to just go on in and drug test everybody without warrants, I think that's definitely over the line.
I would agree. You know, I mean, come on, guys. For heaven's sake, don't you actually have real crimes that you need to be troubled with instead of something like this?
Oh, yeah. But if they did that, then the politicians would fire them.
Well, apparently, the Bureau of Land Management says they are planning to implement drug screening checkpoints at all entrances to see if people are showing up with drugs in their system. Mike, this is insane. This is just insane. And I would like to hope that the organizers take them to court and that the court sides with the producers of this event.
Well, the problem, of course, is where the Burning Man takes place is unfortunately under the jurisdiction of the Bureau of Land Management.
I hear
you. So this could be a little bit. Of course, they could always find a new venue.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we had to relocate the Renaissance Pleasure Fair at one point because of land control issues.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really unfortunate because apparently this festival has been working over 30 years now collaboratively with the Bureau of Land Management and other agencies. And, you know, it's been a safe and fun experience. But I can imagine that the organizers of this are going to be pretty upset.
I imagine it's probably going to convince a lot of people to not show up at all.
Yeah, you know. And it has become a tremendous financial good place. It's drawn about $70 million in services and products that they've been able to place. So
that is a lot of money into that local economy when you consider what's around there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And here's another thing I wanted to mention. You went on the air about the position that the court has sided with the Trump administration about public funding of abortions. But there is another issue that we need to be thinking about right now. And that is the amounts and the differences of products those fetal tissue go into, which are not, you know, not research, but things like cosmetics.
Yes.
You know, various other products that we might use. So if you are going to a
artificial flavorings, think about that one for a while.
And if you're going to maybe look at some cosmetics or moisturizers, I think we have the right to say not only would we like and will only buy cruelty-free products, we want fetal cell-free products as well.
Well, you know, there's another aspect to this, and I did mention it when we had a phone call about it, and that is that we're talking about $60 million in taxpayer funding going to Planned Parenthood, which is coming in partly from taxpayers who don't approve of abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's taxation without representation.
I'd say so, you know.
Yeah.
And it's also without the mother's consent. In terms of them harvesting and using these fetal cells.
Well, I don't know what paperwork the patients are required to sign to get the abortion, but I imagine there's probably some kind of a release in there.
Yeah, concealed permission. Yeah. And let's bop right back on over to Saudi Arabia. And the UN has concluded that Saudi Arabia needs to be held accountable for Khashoggi. But I don't think that's going to happen, and neither does The Intercept, a blog that I have a great deal of respect for. And on Wednesday, the UN released the results of a five-month investigation into the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. And utilizing whatever they could get from inside the Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul, which I'm sure had been swept and scrubbed clean, wasn't a whole lot. They found out where Khashoggi was killed. Oh, we have a shout out, don't we?
Well, yeah, we'll just do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And we don't need to do that in the middle of a story, by the way.
Oh, okay. All right. It's apparently a 100-page report detailing the final moments of the journalist's life. The report suggested that Khashoggi first struggled with his killers, after which he could have been injected with a sedative and then suffocated using a plastic bag. The report's author, Agnes Calamard, the UN Human Rights Agency's special rapporteur on extrajudicial executions, does place the guilt for the murder of Khashoggi directly on the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and emphasize that the individual liability of many senior officials did happen.
Yes.
There was credible evidence, the report said, of the direct involvement of none other than the Butcher of Yemen, a.k.a. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And describing Khashoggi's murder as a deliberate, premeditated execution and an extrajudicial killing for which the state of Saudi Arabia is responsible under the international human rights law. Mike, I think this is going to happen, some sort of an arrest or trial of the king when pigs discovered they are aerodynamic.
Absolutely. But of course, based on that UN report, the Senate did pass a law or did pass a bill to block arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Now, the question is Trump going to veto that?
I think he will.
I think he will, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's really interesting to me with President Trump in terms of a personality, I think we could call it a leitmotif. His BFFs, his best friends forever in the Middle East, are two. The Butcher of Gaza, Bibi Netanyahu, and the Butcher of Yemen, Crown Prince bin Salman. You know, I think that what he likes about these people is that they can order a direct hit on someone, an assassination, torture, without there being any consequences. And that, to me, is not exactly a very charming part of his makeup. But Mike, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, that again, it's because Saudi Arabia has control of that oil. They are the U.S. partner in the Middle East against Iran.
Yeah.
So no, nothing's going to happen. And yes, Trump will veto that Senate bill that was supposed to block those arms sales.
Yeah, I would feel pretty confident that he would. And another article from antiwar.com. If you've never looked at it, please do. It's a blog worth looking at. Apparently, there has been a media blackout on Arab journalists and civilians beheaded in Syria by Western-backed mercenaries.
Okay.
And no judge, no jury, no execution. But there were some very inconvenient reporters supporting the U.S. government narrative and not at all the narrative of what really did happen.
This says they were inconvenient to the government-approved narrative.
Yes.
And, yeah, telling the truth can be a fatal disease these days.
Yep, absolutely. And there have been, in fact, some execution videos which have been deemed fake but may not have been. you know.
Well, those are like some of the ISIS videos.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you went on the story about Georgia,
yeah, we talked
right?
about these protests out in Georgia, and it's mm-hmm. getting really, really ugly down there.
The
and
Russians,
I'm wondering if this is another regime change operation.
It could be. It could be. And, I mean, nothing like this was supposed to happen when the Russian ambassador, and this was a religious conference, for heaven's sakes.
Yes.
It was about unifying the Orthodox Christians and getting them together on what their identity was. Uh-huh. And so this is really, really, really scary. And I'm hoping the Ukrainian government can keep a lid on it. But looking at some of these images, Mike, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. What do you think? Is it your suspicion that it is a U.S. operation of some kind?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you talk about fanning up anti-Russian sentiment mm-hmm. anywhere, the first mm-hmm. thing you want to find out is, has Victoria Nuland been around there recently?
I'd have to wonder about that. I really would. Now, this is an interesting article coming out of China. China is warning the black hand of Western meddlers to stay out of Hong Kong. And now this comes to us from Russia Today. And, of course, not a peep out of the prostitutes on this whatsoever. And China's foreign minister has said that the black hand of Western involvement is stirring up trouble in Hong Kong and warned against outsiders interfering and sabotaging stability in what he described and called China's domestic affair. The guy's name is Wang Yi, and he was commenting on the recent Hong Kong demonstrations against an extradition bill that could see residents tried in China. The proposed law now has been suspended indefinitely. It hasn't been approved, but it hasn't been knocked
off. It's sort of out there in that twilight zone here.
Yeah. The minister told reporters Wednesday that Beijing supported the decision, but added that some Western forces are taking advantage of the issue to stir up a bid to wreck both the stability in Hong Kong and the implementation of one country, two systems. We want to say this loudly. Pull back the black hand you have shown, he warned, adding that we're having a little thing. Hong Kong isn't a place for you to run amok.
See, you got to, like, not do that.
Okay. It's a term used in China very frequently to refer to foreign conspirators. Hong Kong is a very special administrative region of China with a separate governing and economic system. That's got to be pretty complex.
Yeah.
And what happened and what generated that was on Wednesday, thousands of Hong Kong protesters, again, hit the streets in the third major demonstration. Thousands of people took to the streets of Hong Kong, actually this is on Friday for the third time in less than a week, calling for the city-state chief's executive, Carrie Lam, to resign while demanding that the government drop a controversial extradition bill, which would allow Hong Kong to extradite people who are wanted for crimes in mainland China to China. And Arsenal Street was the first one to get hit in front of the Hong Kong police office, really packed, very loud. And their chant at this point was release them, the people who had already been jailed.
Yeah, a lot of people have been arrested here.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. of course, Hong Kong has dropped the extradition bill.
Mm-hmm.
And the bill was being put forward as part of this effort to sort of reintegrate Hong mm-hmm. Kong back into China, because even though Britain lost their lease on Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
Hong Kong is still operating as a semi-autonomous region.
Yeah,
they do want to reintegrate with China, and that means having to go with a lot of Chinese law. But Hong Kong is also home to a lot of, shall we say, nefarious interests
mm-hmm.
Who commit crimes in China and then live in Hong Kong so they can't be touched.
Right.
And I think that is the driving force behind these protests.
I think you're right. There was another one that I thought was kind of interesting, this time coming to us from Blacklisted News. And the headline is, Alexa eavesdrop on my house all day under the guise of protecting me from a heart attack.
Yeah, I heard about this.
I'm sorry, wrong. Well, it was listed on blacklisted news, but Zero Hedge actually ran it. Today, in Amazon's reasons to listen to everything that's going on in your household news, it is being reported that products like Amazon Echo could one day be used to detect signs of cardiac arrest, according to Bloomberg. The first signs of cardiac arrest are unusually irregular gasps of breath, and researchers at the University of Washington have developed an AI-powered tool that could be used on smart speakers to detect such noises. Now, from there, the smart speaker could alert emergency services. All it has to do is eavesdrop on everything going on in your house all the time. And I like this guy's name, Dr. Jacob Sunshine, no joke, Dr. Sunshine, who is an assistant professor of anesthesiology and pain medicine, said, "This kind of breathing happens when a patient experiences really low oxygen levels." He continued, "It's sort of a guttural gasping noise, and its uniqueness makes it a good audio biomarker to use to identify if someone is experiencing cardiac arrest." You know, however much Amazon paid for this endorsement, it could not possibly have been enough.
Well, you know, it's not the only solution, because if you are somebody who is concerned about a heart condition and mm-hmm. you have an iWatch,
yep,
okay, there's a heart monitor built in.
Mm-hmm.
And with the latest iOS version, if it thinks your heart is starting to act up,
mm-hmm.
It will notify you.
Yeah.
And I imagine in the next version of iOS, you can basically set it up to call 911 on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, all technology, there's a good side and there's a bad side.
Right.
But I think a lot of people are very concerned
mm-hmm.
that these smart speakers, everything that they pick up goes to a central computer system for interpretation and then comes back. And that offends people who want to keep a certain degree of privacy in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, of course, again, do you accept the positive benefits of the new technology and just accept the negative that comes with it? Or do you say, I don't want the new benefits and I'm going to go back to, you know, the old fashioned way of doing things?
Yeah.
Now, I have Siri, obviously, on the smartwatch, and it's turned on because the interface to our car won't work without it. So it's not really a choice. I mean, prior to getting the new car, we had Siri turned off because of concern that it was listening to everything that we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's on, and I actually have a lot of fun with it, you know, asking
Siri. He kind of abuses it sometimes.
Yeah, telling her to open the pod bay doors like that.
Yeah. And the responses are interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of humorous responses built into Siri, and I mm-hmm. think that's part of Apple's very clever marketing, is that you can have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to go back and revisit that story about the chemical burn at the refinery. And because it's chemical, and they handle about 335,000 barrels of crude per day and is the main supplier of fuel to the New York Harbor market, where the inventory is already below average seasonal levels. And so this fire is going to absolutely devastate and cause gas and oil prices to rise, right, Mike?
Well, they're already going up because of what's going on in the Gulf region.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is telling a different story. The article that I originally read
mm-hmm.
said that it was merely a butane tank that went up. But reading what you've got there, apparently, there's considerable damage to this refinery.
Mm-hmm. And not only is there
it's
damage.
It's sabotage, I tell you. It's those gosh darn Iranians.
No, what I think is also going to be a problem, I wonder if this was just sloppy non-compliance. There are rules and regs for preventing this kind of thing from happening. And it's been a known pollution problem in Philadelphia for quite some time.
All right. Well, we got to take a break here for commercials. Okay. And we'll be back after these few words.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I know we talked about this story earlier in the program, but Claire's got her own point of view on it. So
yeah.
Go on.
Apparently, the federal government says that it can indefinitely detain anyone, even U.S. citizens, without cause, trial, any of that.
Yep.
Now, this comes to us from The Intercept. And for over 17 years, a guy by the name of Muat al-Alwi has been held at Guantanamo without a charge. He is a Yemenite citizen, one of Guantanamo's forever prisoners, those whom the U.S. government has not charged with a crime, but is unwilling to release.
Well, there may be a reason for that. We've talked about it before.
I was going to get to that.
Okay, go ahead.
On June 10th, the Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal in his case, which is the latest setback in al-Alwi's long effort to obtain due process rights. And even though the court wouldn't take up this case, Justice Breyer wrote that it would only be a matter of time before the court had to grapple with the forever prisoners and the scope of the government's power to hold them. The Supreme Court rejection and Breyer's comments briefly brought al-Alwi's case back to national attention. Little noted, however, were the eyebrow-raising assertions that the U.S. government has made in this case about its powers to indefinitely detain not just al-Alwi, but anyone, including U.S. citizens. And here's the quote. There is no bar to this nation's holding one of its own citizens as an enemy combatant. A filing with the Supreme Court this April, lawyers for the Justice Department argued that the U.S. can continue to hold al-Alwi without charging him, an argument they haven't made since the era of President George W. Bush. The lawyers also went out of their way to stress that even if he were a U.S. citizen, they would have the power to detain him indefinitely. And about the last quote here, and this is a little scary, guys, at least to me. There is no bar to this nation's holding one of its own citizens as an enemy combatant, the filing read. Were al-Alwi a citizen, they argued, he would pose the same threat of returning to the front during the ongoing conflict. There were no constitutional questions raised by this hypothetical, they maintained. The continued detention of al-Alwi has been justified by the government under the 2001 Authorization for Use of Military Force, a law that was passed days after 9/11, that AUMF entered the country into a state of war that seems to have no particular endpoint.
No, it doesn't.
It also allowed the creation of a permanent state of legal exception that opens the door for practices like indefinite detention without trial. These legal processes are now being asserted by government lawyers. Mike, this is almost like 18 years after the law was passed.
Yeah.
To ensure that they extend even to Americans potentially detained as enemy combatants in the future.
And of course, enemy combatants is kind of a loosey-goosey label that could be applied to anybody.
Yeah.
And the U.S. uses that, so the Geneva Convention for the Treatment of Prisoners of War does not apply.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though the United States is waging war on all these countries and they're taking prisoners. Oh, these are not POWs. We don't have to treat them decently. They're enemy combatants. And therefore, you know, we can just follow our own rules here.
And I think you and I are probably of the same mind in terms of why some of these guys are not going to get released. Because what happened to them in their interrogation sessions did not end with waterboarding.
No, it did not. Yeah. And there was, in fact, one prisoner who was released, and I'm trying to remember his name, but I can't right now. But basically, he was released, and he went public. And despite the normal modesty of his culture, was willing to put the scars on display that he received at the hands of his U.S. interrogators, which included scars on some very delicate portions of his
human anatomy.
Yes. And so these forever prisoners in Guantanamo, they're a potential major embarrassment for the United States. That's why they're never going to be let go.
They'll never see the light of day. Absolutely not. And that's unfortunate, because that is completely an extra judicial power that the U.S. federal government is asserting it has the right to exercise.
Yep.
Nowhere in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, does that get talked about at all.
Oh, it's absolutely unconstitutional.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely illegal under international law. But the U.S. government has gone rogue, I guess, is the best explanation.
Yeah. And that the Supreme Court wouldn't hear it, I found that very distressing. Very distressing.
But I do think there was one of the justices who did come out and say, sooner or later, we are going to have to deal with this.
Yeah. Boy, I sure as heck hope it's sooner. I really do
as well.
Yeah.
All righty. So we're coming up here on another commercial break here. We're at the bottom of the hour. And so stay tuned. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And what is your next story?
Well, I thought that perhaps with all the darkness that we needed a little bit of light.
That would be good.
Yes. So on a lighter note, we have predictions coming from the Hilton Hotels on what travel reimagined will look like in 100 years. Now, the source of this is futurism. It's not something I have seen before, but I will kind of keep an eye on it. 100 years ago, Hilton opened its first hotel. Now, in celebration of the momentous anniversary, it's looking 100 years into the future, sharing its predictions about what the hotels of 2119 in a newly released report. And some of the predictions are, well, they're out there a little bit.
Yep.
Space tourism, one of the first major differences, the report notes, between the hotels of today and those of the future has to do with their locations. And what Hilton thinks, hotels have migrated to other planets and high up in the mountains to avoid encroaching seas, Hilton writes. We've ventured into the middle of unexplored, previously uninhabitable deserts, and created places of beauty and recreation. Implant power. This was the one that, okay, kind of bothered me a bit. As for the future hotels themselves, the company expects we'll use microchip implants to wirelessly control everything in them, from room temperature to entertainment to what the spaces look like. And individual data insights gleaned from the embedded chip technology will beam to the hotel so that the space will be configured the moment a guest walks in. Wow.
Yes.
Star-scattered scenery for space lovers, meadow views for weary city dwellers, or safari displays for adventurers. But I have a question I need to ask Hilton, or you. Will the brain-computer implants become the vaccine-averse technology of the future, against which no one can complain or not have implanted?
It could very well be. With all of this, everything being wired to this global computer system. It's a very scary idea. I certainly don't want wires plunged into my brain.
No, I don't either.
And but certainly a lot of their predictions are accurate. I mean, NASA is going to allow tourism to the space station starting next year.
At a price of?
If you can afford. Yeah, it's huge. There's a lot of zeros in it.
Yeah. And the other questions I have about this technology, will the deep implants cause us to visualize in a very different way other than human? And if the implants are there, what's stopping the federal government from controlling our thoughts and feelings with that technology?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And no, you're not getting near me with one of those wires.
No, me neither. Count me out. Thank you very much. And there is a question that was asked this morning at, Blacklisted News. And that question is the CDC Foundation directly taking on MailChimp's vaccine censorship?
Actually, they're asking if they're directing
directed,
it.
Yes.
Now, MailChimp basically... Mm-hmm. Is a mass emailing service that is used by a lot of organizations. Mm-hmm. And they, like so much of other social media, have now started imposing censorship rules.
Uh-huh.
And what they're now doing is shutting down anti-vaccination content.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that MailChimp works with the CDC Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And CDC is not an impartial arbiter of vaccine safety because they own a lot of vaccine patents off of which they make billions of dollars every year.
And they don't want to see that cash flow go away.
Yeah, so they're going to be out there, vaccines are safe, let's make them all mandatory.
Yep.
And in case you ever wondered why every year the CDC makes that list of mandatory vaccines longer, it's because they're making money off of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And apparently Facebook is reporting that MailChimp's accounts had a lot of cancellations before the statement was made.
Before MailChimp said, we're doing this, it had already started.
And the preemptive quiet move resulted in customers locked out of accounts and unable to retrieve their data without a warning or a clear remedy. And as might be expected, MailChimp did not return a request asking what prompted them to start their censorship and what constituted anti-vaccination content on their platform.
And I think we're seeing the beginning of a trend here where every major corporation is now going to approach social media and invest in them.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that investment, there will be requirements that certain kind of content not be allowed. Criticism of GMOs, for example. Criticism of Israel, certainly.
Mm-hmm. No.
Questions about vaccine safety. And it's just going to be completely sanitized.
Yeah.
The goal here is to turn corporate social media into the same kind of industry-serving propaganda that corporate TV media currently is, where you never hear the bad stuff.
No. And one thing I wanted to mention here is adverse reactions happen, which is why the U.S. Federal Vaccine Court, where people have to establish amount of information, Mike, for a case to get heard, have had a total compensation paid over the life of the program approximately $4.1 billion. And let me repeat that. Let me back up here. $4.1 billion.
So if with a B.
With a B. And if these vaccines are so safe, how is this dollar amount of penalties paid so huge? You know, it just doesn't jive.
Well, it does in the financial sense. We're making trillions of dollars on the vaccines. And if we have to pay out a few billion dollars, that's just the cost of doing business. And so a few people are getting hurt and a few kids are being made autistic. What is it up to now? One in 60?
I think the number's a little bit higher than that.
Okay. And, you know, you people are being so picky, wanting safe products. I mean, that's just not the modern world.
No, I agree with you there. Now, I know that you've covered this.
Yes.
It was about the emergency selling of how many arms or how many missiles to Saudi Arabia?
I'm not sure which story you're talking about. I mean, the Senate just passed a bill to block that.
But it's probably going to get overridden by Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they always, in some of these articles, I find myself getting more than mildly irate. And apparently what the White House is saying is that they are working to send a message to prevent Iranian adventurism.
Look who's talking.
Yeah. What flipping adventurism is Iran supposed to have done other than not sell its oil for the dollar and be an economic competitor to Israel? Mike, if you could explain this to me, it will be a Rosetta Stone moment.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, Iran is a peaceful country. They have not initiated a war of conquest against another country in over 200 years, and certainly not since the Iranian Revolution of 1979.
Definitely.
But they are a regional political rival to Israel. They will not allow private central banking in their country. They're selling their oil for currencies other than the U.S. dollar. And that's basically it. For that reason, you know, Iran has to be brought down and regime changed. And we don't care how much of other people's money and other people's children we have to spend to do it.
Yeah. You know, I think that Bibi Netanyahu knows in his heart of hearts that if he would declare that he wanted to do a peace deal with Iran, it could happen within 24 hours. It could be signed, sealed, and delivered. But the Israeli government kind of loves to keep their people on edge and fearful all the time.
That's part of it. It's how they keep their people under control. Is they literally raise them with this idea of, you know, the Holocaust could happen again at any second. You know, back when they were trying to get Ahmadinejad out in 2009, it was that same thing. Oh, he wants a new Holocaust. He wants a new Holocaust.
No.
And keeping their people terrorized. To keep them under control. But the other part of it, of course, is that it would be very hard to come up to a peace deal with Iran because Israel has broken so many previous agreements that it's made with other countries, just as Trump broke the P5 plus one deal. So Iran, I don't think, is going to waste their time talking with anybody.
Well, if the snap elections happen in September in Israel, Netanyahu could well find himself out of a job.
And headed for court.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Because he couldn't get a coalition with the last election. I think the elections come early in September of this year. And it looks to me, and I could be wrong, Mike, it looks to me that he's losing his edge. He's really losing his edge. And, you know, we've been talking about this tension in the Gulf. And this comes to us from Sputnik. And by the way, if you've never read some of these foreign press blogs in English, be a little adventurous.
You're going to get a more objective view about what's going on here. I mean, right now, the American corporate media has been transformed into a nonstop war propaganda machine. I mean, we had a caller earlier in the program today who was just going on and on about how Sean Hannity was just raging that Iran had to be flattened. And that's the message corporate media is trying to put on out. You know, we need another war. Same thing we saw back with Iraq. You know, we've got to have a war with Iraq. We've got to have a war with Syria. We've got to have a war with whoever's next on the list.
But this is interesting, and it just happened today. Apparently, U.S. nuclear-capable bombers were spotted flying in the Persian Gulf amidst the spat over the lost, which I think has been found, drone.
And, well, it's in pieces.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all the Iranians have to do is just draw out the GPS coordinates, and it will be very clear if that drone was in an international zone or Iranian sovereign zone.
They may well be able to do that because of the success they had hacking that other U.S. drone that they brought on down.
I remember.
But again, the fact that they recovered the wreckage in Iran's territorial waters, I think, tells us, you know, what really happened. And by the way, somebody wrote in to say that in the 21-mile stretch of the Gulf of Hormuz, there is no such thing as an international water area. The strait is owned equally by Oman and Iran.
Okay.
So.
All right. And I think that we're still playing recklessly. I don't think this issue with Iran is going to go away. Not anytime soon.
I don't either. I mean, I still want to look into this comment that there was apparently a passenger aircraft with 35 people on board right next to the drone. And I'm thinking that the actual plan was to have Iran shoot at the Global Hawk and accidentally hit the passenger plane.
Yeah.
That would have definitely been enough of an incident to go with the attack. But if that was the plan, they botched it.
Yeah, failed miserably.
The drone fell into the water. And for whatever reason, and I don't think it has anything to do with 150 dead from the strike, Trump pulled the plug at the last possible second with aircraft in the air. And again, the reason I'm not buying Trump's continued statement that he was concerned about the 150 people who might be killed by the drone strikes is because he certainly didn't care about people being killed in his cruise missile attacks into Syria.
Yeah.
And he's certainly not worried about all the people who could have been killed going into Iran with warplanes.
Yeah, that was it's scary. And my concern is I know that John Bolton is meeting with his counterpart in Tel Aviv probably into the beginning of next week.
Well, they're probably just, you know, screaming at each other saying, how could Trump have done this to us? We were ready to go.
Yeah. If you love peace and you love people, you don't want to see this war happen. It's an economic war, as all wars are. And I'd really like it if the White House would cool its jets. Now, this is an interesting, almost funny article. There is a gentleman who made a fearless prediction, as we like to do. He was predicting that night scope robots, like the Daleks from Doctor Who, might replace police officers. And the guy turned out to be right. So according to CBS Los Angeles, the Huntington Park Police Department is using a night scope K5 robot to patrol public areas like parks and city buildings. The Huntington Park Police, dubbed HP RoboCop, comes equipped with a 360-degree high-definition set of cameras that allow police officers to spy on people in public places. Now, according to KTLA 5, which Mike and I remember when we lived LA adjacent, Mayor Karina Macias is very excited to have police robots spying on people. And she says, I'm very excited that we can officially call on HP RoboCop to help our police officers patrol our city. And I am certainly impressed with the HP RoboCop and can't wait to see it in action. I'm already such a fan. Gush, gush. So why should this lady be so excited? Here, the Nightscope website makes no effort to hide the fact that their robots have been specifically designed, Mike, to spy on people in public places like malls, corporate campuses, logistics facilities, manufacturing plants, commercial property, warehouses, hospitals, airports, casinos, stadiums, gas stations, data center, auto auction, and parking structures.
Well, those are all places where you really wouldn't have an expectation of privacy.
No.
I just don't want to look out my bedroom window and see one of those things peeking in.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But do you remember when we were still living in North Hollywood and those police helicopters with those spectrophysics lights would fly over low and shine the light into our bedroom?
Yes.
Yeah, that was always a little unnerving.
Yeah, and apparently this RoboCop and public TSA scanners, when they're joined, it's kind of an Orwellian nightmare for citizens. And they're also going to be speaking. They'll be able to roll down sidewalks and recite phrases to members of the public, such as an excuse me and good day to you. Now,
and if you, thank you for your cooperation,
yes,
citizen.
Oh, my goodness. If you are a Doctor Who fan, which I am, like myself, you
big
know
fan.
That...
Big fan.
You know that one of the more ominous phrases of the Daleks is, all inferior creatures are to be considered the enemy of the Daleks and destroyed. If you change
okay.
those words...
All right, we're
going to
take another break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here's the last segment of our program today. And I want to spend this last segment talking about Facebook. And by the way, apparently Facebook's user numbers are going down. Whether that's from the spying or the censorship, nobody really knows, but they are going down. But apparently, Facebook hired Cognizant in Tampa, Florida to police content for violence, extremism, child pornography, and other banned content, such as vaccine safety and GMOs and anything conservative and so forth. But apparently, three former contractors have broken their non-disclosure agreements to basically say the conditions under which they had to work were absolutely shocking. Mm. It was a high-stress environment where basically they were paid $15 an hour to pour over disturbing content, and they had a quota system they had to go through. And, you know, Facebook is out there trying to say, well, we work with our content review partners to make sure it's a good system. But apparently Cognizant is running a sweatshop for all possible definitions of the word here. Now, over at FinTech, their CEO is claiming that Facebook ripped off his bank startup's logo for their new cryptocurrency project.
Mm-hmm.
And the logos are not exactly alike, but they're very similar. And basically, FinTech CEO Stuart Sopp said, it's a funny way to try and create trust in a new global financial system by ripping off another FinTech firm.
Ow.
So apparently Facebook's idea was, well, if we have a logo that looks almost exactly like this other well-known and trusted company that people will trust us as well. And by the way, wouldn't be the first time that has happened.
No, definitely not.
Anyway, apparently since April of 2018, which is when the Cambridge Analytica scandal broke in the Observer, actions on Facebook such as likes, shares, and posts have dropped by almost 20%.
Wow, that's significant, Mike.
That is very, very significant indeed. So, bad Facebook, bad Facebook. Okay, now, of concern to a lot of people right now is this recent escalation in the concept of cyber warfare. And it began with this New York Times report that the U.S. has escalated its plans to plant malware in the Russian power networks, supposedly in response to similar incursions by Russia's backed hackers. And this could be a bigger threat or disruption to our country than even a nuclear explosion. Anyway, there's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please take what you learn here, share them with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We're right on the edge and we need your help. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic.